Hello and good morning. You're listening to Market Minutes and I'm Zoya Springwala. Today's Monday, the 3rd of June, and here are the top things to know before the market opens. The BSE Sensex and NSE Nifty 50 are expected to resume trading on a positive note, given the signals from GIFT Nifty Trends, which currently show that the index is trading over 600 points higher at around 23,350 levels, indicating a great start for the local equity markets. In trade today, all eyes will be on the 50-share Nifty when the market opens, as this is the first trading session after most exit polls predict a sweep for the BJP. According to experts, a 500 to 600-point jump in a single session doesn't look like a far-fetched probability. Market experts believe that there is a combination of factors that hint at a huge upside. According to market experts, a combination of factors hint at a huge upside as the exit polls come after strong GDP numbers and the recent buildup of short positions by FIIs, which, given the current sentiments, will have to be covered in quick time. However, if a stable government is formed by the NDA, FII flows will improve, according to predictions. Additionally, this will be sentimentally positive for CAPEX stocks if the actual results mirror the exit polls. Additionally, the US core PCE results came in as expected, leading market experts to believe that the sentiment around the Federal Reserve's interest rate cut might be changed a little more positively. In the previous session, the domestic benchmark indices snapped a 5-session losing streak to end mildly higher. Traders expect heightened volatility to continue and suggest that amid this volatility, long-term investors should remain invested and make substantial investment decisions only after the final results are announced. Meanwhile, short-term traders might find opportunities due to market fluctuations to make a tidy profit. Sectors such as infrastructure, defense, capital goods, PSUs and automobiles are expected to experience gains. Investors should remain cautious, however, as a significant difference between the exit polls and the actual results could impact the market direction and sentiment. Turning towards stocks that will be buzzing in trade today, stocks from within PSU themes such as defense, railways and banks will be in focus after the exit polls predicted a continuation of the current government. Adani Ports, a subsidiary, has signed a concession agreement with Tanzania Ports Authority to operate and manage a container terminal at the Dar es Salaam port in Tanzania. Kanara Bank approved initiating the process to dilute a 14.5% stake in Kanara HSBC Life Insurance through an IPO. Shifting focus to global markets, let's take a look at how they have performed. The Dow Jones Industrial Average jumped Friday for its best session of the year as investors wrapped up a strong month after the Federal Reserve's preferred inflation measure, the core PCE index, came in largely around expectations. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average rose 1.5%, the S&P 500 gained 0.8%, while the tech-heavy Nasdaq Composite lost 0.01% in trade. Oil prices fell early on Monday, despite a move by producer group OPEC Plus to extend deep output cuts well into 2025. The 10-year US Treasury yield hovered around 4.5 levels, while the dollar index was around 104.5 levels. The Asian share markets rose on Monday as investors look forward to a rate cut in Europe and the next step in global policy easing, though sticky inflation threatened to make the process a long drawn-out affair. Japan's Nikkei 225 rose 1% after rebounding from one-month lows on Friday. Hong Kong's Hang Seng Index, South Korea's KOSPI, and the Taiwan-weighted index all surged over 1% in trade as well. In today's Voice of the Day segment, we have Nilesh Shah, the Managing Director at Kotak Mahindra AMC, sharing his outlook on the markets following the exit polls. Let's have a listen.
So if I look at investors, they do believe in the maxim of buy on rumors, sell on news. But investors who are coming to India is not buying on the rumor of just result. They are buying for the journey of fifth largest economy becoming third largest economy and narrowing the gap vis-a-vis top two economies over the next 10, 15 years. That news is not yet going to come in 2024. That's going to probably come in 2030, 35, 40, whatever the time frame. So for those guys, every correction is going to be an opportunity to invest. Moment they see a compelling opportunity, they will invest. From a trader's point of view, again, if you look at buy on rumor, sell on news, then many traders have already lightened their position. In fact, if you believe one of the newspaper reports, some FPIs on the trading side have been on the short. The retail Indian seems to be on the long side in the derivatives market. Now, do remember that derivative is just a tail which is wagging the dog. The dog is totally different. But there might be a short covering from FPIs. And this is, again, from a trading point of view, so it's not going to impact market on a material basis. We are just talking about the tail, not the dog. Investors are here for Viksit Bharat. They're not here for this election alone.
That's all from us today. Stay tuned to moneycontrol.com for more news updates. Thank you for listening and have a great trading day ahead. We will catch you tomorrow at the same time.